And the last brief thought, which is now in the American translation, that therefore it's a brief reflection, I must, may I say, that the most of the translation come from Jan Milner and George Tyner in England, and from Stuart Freebird and David Young in Oberlin, Ohio. A brief reflection on floods. We were brought up to believe that flood occurs when water rises above every limit, covers wood and dale, hill and mountain, places of temporary and permanent residence, so that men, women, honored patriarchs, babes and sucklings, beasts of field and forest, creepy crawlies and heebie-jeebies huddle together on the last rocks, sinking into the steely waters. And only some kind of ark, and only some kind of Ararat, who knows, reports on the causes of floods very strangely. History is a science founded on bad memory. Floods of this nature should be taken lightly. A real flood looks more like a puddle, like a nearby swamp, like a leaky washtub, like silence, like nothing. A real flood is when bubbles come from the mouth and we think they are words.